Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Fatal Flaw of Sin, Already in Progress.
In other words, if I walk up here to a cliff right here, say this red line right here is a cliff, and right there, solid concrete right there, and I look down right there, and 10,000 feet straight down is a burning inferno. 10,000 feet straight down. Are you going to walk up to the edge of that thing every day and look down in there and see how close you can get to the edge of that without falling in?
No.
You're going to want to get way away from that sucker, right? You don't want to get close, because if you get close, what if you were to slip and fall in? I mean, if somebody over here is your son or your daughter, and one of them starts getting close and they're backing up to it and they don't know, you're going to do everything in your power as many times as it takes to keep them away from that pit. So if it takes 77 times or 490 times, you're going to do it, right? Sure you will. But look what he says here. 70 times 7. You think, wow, let's see. If this is not a misprint, then let's see what he says in verse 23. Therefore, this is the way the kingdom of heaven is likened unto. This is part of the kingdom now. A certain king which would take account of his servants. This is, he's dealing with us. He's showing us how the kingdom works. Next verse. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. That's a lot of money, 10,000 talents. Wow. That could be, in fact, when I had done this research years ago on this, it was about $4 billion. Now then, $4 billion, is to us is not too much. But, that's just pocket change. I mean, $4 billion, if he owed him $4 billion, that's pocket change. There should be no problem there. We just reach in our front. That's front pocket money for me, the $4 billion. Oh, Lord, forgive me. One brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. Wow, that is some kind of money. Okay, the next verse. But insomuch as he had not to pay, the Lord commanded him to be sold. Now, look at this. This is something that's very important. Because he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife to be sold, and his children to be sold, and all that he had and payment to be made. Now then, the consequence is selling you, your wife, your children, your assets, and everything you own. So if you got buildings, houses, cars, airplanes, boats, everything's going to be sold. If you got four or five or six children, all of your children are going to be sold. You got a wife or two or three wives, they're all going to be sold. And then he's going to sell you too and put all of you in bondage. Now you see why it's so important to forgive up to 77 times, 70 times 7, because it's going to cost you everything you have. Wow. So let's see what the next verse says. A servant went forth to and fell down and worshiped, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Is that a good place to fall down and worship the Lord? Now look at this. This is a very good thing to lock on to when you have a desperate need from the Lord. If you haven't been on your knees praising him and worshiping him, now might be a good time to get on your knees and worship the Lord. You see where I'm coming from? If you're praying and asking him for something and he ain't answering your prayer, maybe you've not praised him enough. Maybe you've not praised enough. Maybe you've not thanked him enough. So it might be a very good place. So let's see what verse 27 says. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and he loosed him and let him forgave the debt. Do you notice that he forgave that huge giant debt just because this guy knelt down and worshiped him? Wow. Verse 28, let's see the next one. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, which is just a few measly dollars. And he laid hands on him, took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe me. Now this man that had just been forgiven millions, billions, has got his hands on this man, choking him, all because this other brother wouldn't pay a dinky little tiny debt. Verse 29, and his fellow servants fell down at his feet, and insomuch saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Just like the other guy. Next verse. And he would not, but he went and cast himself into prison till he should, he went and cast him into prison and he, until he should pay all the debt. Verse 31. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and they came and told, said unto the Lord, all that was done. Verse 32. Then the Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O you wicked servant. Now these are key, this is the way the kingdom works. This is the kingdom, we've got the keys to the kingdom, now we've got the Lord of the kingdom, and he's dealing with us, which is servants, and because this servant wouldn't do what he's supposed to do, the Lord called him, you wicked servant. Didn't I forgive you all that debt because you had desired me? Next verse. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on you? And his servant was angry, and his Lord was angry, and delivered him to the tormentors. Now, who in the world do you think that is? That tormentor is the devil and his demons. And the Lord was angry, wroth, it says, and delivered him to the tormentors, and he should lay all that was due him unto him, that until he should pay all that was due. Now verse 35 is a clincher on this thing. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not every one their trespasses. Now then, if you do not forgive, if you get into an unforgiveness or bitterness, the very first person that's going to get hit by the devil is you, more than likely. More than likely. But not always. But it opens a door, according to these scriptures, it opens a door to the tormentors, not only to you, but to your wife and your children and all of your assets. Is that right? So you see why it's so important that you forgive everybody every time. Even if they sin against you 490 times in one day, forgive them. Because if you forgive them, that means you're not going to have to be tormented by the tormentors. If you don't forgive them, either you or your children are going to be tormented. Now just think, that couple down there in Cook's Medical Center, that couple, if they had not have had a grandmother or a mother that knew me and asked me to go by that hospital, that son might be dead today. Do you know that? Because they had no idea they were turned over to tormentors. Some of you in this room here have never heard of being turned over to the devil. And who turned you over to the devil? Who did that? The Lord did. The Lord turned you. And somebody say, God would never turn me over to the devil. Well, the scripture says he will. Did it say that? What, honey?
Telling about the boy in Australia.
Oh, yeah. And we just got an email from you're talking about the one where his daddy committed adultery? Yeah. There was a man contacted us from Australia just recently. And he said, I was watching you on a Sid Ross show. And he said, I never heard these kind of things. And he said, I'm a Christian. He said, I got saved as a young person. Said, when I was 7 years of age, a terrible disease, incurable disease, came up on my body, which is incurable. And he said, I'm now 45, and he said, I've been to the finest doctors in the country, and nobody can heal this disease, nobody. And he said, what do you think? I said, well, I don't know what it is. You live in Australia and I live here. I know it's a curse, but I said, I have no idea what caused it. But I said, you can take Jeremiah 33:3 and go to the Lord and ask him, and he'll tell you what caused your sin. He said, you mean God will speak to me? I said, sure he will. He says he will in Jeremiah 33:3. I said, quote Jeremiah 33:3 and then ask the Lord to tell you what caused your sickness. So he did that, and when he did that, the next day he contacted us and said, this is the most awesome thing I've ever seen. He said, I have never heard God's audible voice until I went to Jeremiah 33:3. Then I asked him what caused my sickness. He said, he spoke to me instantly and said, the reason your sickness came upon you is because when you were 7 years of age, your daddy committed adultery with a woman next door. That's scary, isn't it? If a man, any kind of man, in the kingdom or out of the kingdom, but for sure if he's in the kingdom, if he's the son of God, and he goes out and commits adultery with another woman, he either don't have a brain working. Literally. I'm serious. He does not have a brain working. Because if he had any idea that him going to bed with some other woman was going to bring a lifelong, incurable sickness upon his 7-year-old child, if he would still crawl in bed with that woman, he ain't got a brain working. Is that true or is that true? But yet everything I just read to you come right out of God's Word. Why don't we know these things? Either we're not paying attention or something. But did everything we just talked about, is it in God's Word? Yeah. It says it, does it not? Yeah. Yes, it does. And it tells you it's the kingdom and that's the way the kingdom works. So in the kingdom, how many times do you have to forgive somebody when they do something wrong?
70 times 7
if necessary. 490 times. But for sure, don't hesitate if somebody does something wrong to you, don't hesitate to forgive them just like that. You don't want to open that door to that devil, do you? Because he don't play fair. He knows how to hurt you. In fact, I read in John 10:10 where the devil comes to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's exactly what he said. I don't like none of them. Do you, brother?
I don't either.
I don't want to be on that side of the fence.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Fatal Flaw of Sin, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.